attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what is this country that we are in, that we are broadcasting from? Are we even in it? What is it? Is it just a corporate limitation on your freedom to move about whatever earth cabin you are in, whatever earth suit you are wearing? This is the question this hour as we kick in the United States and world, I should say, of Health Talk Radio here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you're with me. Christopher Barr, my good friend, he is not a doc, he's better. He's Chris Barr, and he's got a couple of books I want you to get. We'll talk about them. And, of course, the healing that is yours by your birthright, the freedom to heal, the power to heal. We ask no permission where none is required, and it's not required. And of course, this annoys bureaucrats more than anything else. I mean, that's the worst thing you can say to a bureaucrat, in fact, is not your mother looks funny or she wears army boots. No, the worst thing you can say to a bureaucrat is your permission is not required. And we have devolved in America. I say we, but, you know, the American country is not a country. I mean, each of the states have acquiesced their power because they were superior to the federal government, came by compact, that Constitution came together and said, hey, we'll all go together for the common defense, right? Well, a few little things here. And now we've got the federal government behaving as if it's the creator of the states and the people, ruling over you, just as if you were a subject of the king. You know, the reason why we, you know, originally the founding fathers said, hey, enough is enough. Beyond taxation without representation, we want spiritual freedom. Some say religious freedom. We don't want the king to tell us what to do. And so that was great. We used to learn about history and say, hey, the founding fathers were awesome. Can you believe they stood up for sovereignty? They stood up and said, no more will we be ruled from England by the crown. Each and every one of you could be the sovereign, right? But now that language gets you labeled a potential domestic terrorist. You think I'm kidding here? I am not kidding. In fact, there's a big story up in the off of InfoWars. The DOD, Department of Defense Training Manual, says extremist founding fathers. That's right. It uses the word extremist to describe the founding fathers, and they would not be welcome in today's military. Look out for anybody. Look out for anybody that talks about the glory or the goodness of individual liberty. They're dangerous. They're potential terrorists. They're extremists. People that you got to look out for. We can't have them in the military. And even crazier than that, now little four-year-old girls who garden are also considered extremist, maybe even terrorist. According to the USDA, the Rural Development Agency is forbidding little Rosie, an industrious four-year-old girl in South Dakota, from using a small unused area outside her subsidized housing unit to grow green vegetables.
How crazy
That's
is
right.
That?
What? Superdome? What was that?
I said, how crazy is that?
Well, it is crazy. Now, what's crazy, too, in that sentence is that it's subsidized housing. And this is where we get into questions about what is the role of government? Is it to provide housing for everybody? Now, many folks will look at that and say that's a left-right thing because the liberal Democrats, they want to give housing to everybody. They're the evil conservative Republicans, they want to take away houses from everybody. But where we get into a debate here is that there is no role for the federal government to provide housing to anyone. That used to be in the realm of the churches, the private charities and organizations that have been crowded out via the growth of this behemoth that wants to control everyone and everything, including four-year-old girls who want to grow a garden outside of their home, whether it's subsidized or not. I don't think you should have to give up your rights to do that, but I understand why. When you participate in any welfare program, The federal government, sometimes the states, which are ruled by the feds on this in many cases, will dictate to you that in order to play in our sandbox, you've got to live by our rules, therefore no gardens. Really? Right. Really? Is this the thing that you need to do? You're getting money, you're stealing it from taxpayers. They don't even do that anymore. They just print it in order to provide housing for folks so it'll bankrupt the entire country even faster. And then you're going to say, well, the one thing we got to prevent is four-year-olds from gardening because, my goodness, they might become food sovereign. They might be able to have their own food, and they won't need to come to us for food stamps. I know.
Mary,
it's crazy.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden...
Yeah, blow it up. Drone
strike.
Drone strike on four-year-olds. This is insane. Now, Chris Barr is with us. He's not a doc. As I say, he's better. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. A real passion for healing that we share, and... He regularly gets that word out to everybody, and he's on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour as well. Chris, thanks for hanging in there as I kind of let loose and unburden the disaster that is the federal government claiming four-year-olds are dangerous because they have a garden.
Well, it's even crazier than you know because there's a brand new update just updated on that story that the USDA has sent an email saying that it has no written rules preventing this little girl from having a garden. But on the other hand, they haven't come to the defense of this person, or they haven't contacted the property management company. You know, this is a scam that the government does. We have with vaccination we were just talking about.
Yes.
If you go to the school, they'll say, well, you have to have these vaccinations. It's required, even though it isn't. But if you check, you'll find that the Center for Disease Control makes recommendations. They're not requirements. They're recommendations. And then the school says, well, we have to do this because the CDC said so, but the CDC doesn't actually say so, but they do want you to, so they won't tell you, no, you don't have to, because they want you to have that. So we've got the government promoting things that people are then claiming you have to do that you don't have to do, and the government won't back up that, well, we're not making you, we just want you to do it.
Isn't that the way, though, they play with the language in such a way, in Orwellian terms, to say it's mandated, but mandatory doesn't mean you have to do it, right? But people assume, in order to get to school, you got to have this shot, but you really don't. And in the same way, we don't have a law against your gardening. These are basically bureaucratic pronouncements. Well, where are they written? Well, they're not really written anywhere. We've just said it once, or we heard somebody say it once, and it exists, but it doesn't exist at the same time. This is the descendancy into not communism, not socialism, not fascism, but a bureaucratic oligarchy that does whatever. Whoever's in charge, they lean it a little bit this way or a little bit that way. But basically, you have a rulemaking bureaucracy that doesn't even know up from down, right from left, yellow from blue. And this is indeed what has happened. And we're living in a place where Orwell would be scratching his head and going, dude, I wrote the book about it, but I didn't know it would go this far.
Yeah, and what we're really talking about is serfdom.
Mm-hmm.
Which is essentially what we have is a nation of serfs, and people don't even know what that is because they don't know their history. So
sounds like what we do here on the coast.
You serfdom? No, that's a different kind of serfdom. That's
this
a cool
serfdom. I get to the spelling. Yeah. I get to the spelling.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry.
By the way, you know, we're talking about laws that are not laws, they're regulations. Regulations they get by through equity law. They basically create subcategories of existence you don't know you're in, some commercialized category. Even the issue, like, Chris, you mentioned the whole idea of what if you made a law that you have to drive at 55 unless you don't want to, kind of like the vaccine thing. And, of course, recognizing that these laws are not laws, they're regulations of commercial activities. Now, that doesn't encourage, or I'm not encouraging people to do unsafe, transport through vehicles and go crazy because you say, well, no, Robert said that the speed limits don't apply to me. That's not what I'm saying. But the reality is a lot of these laws that you think you have to follow are not laws. They're mere regulations written by the bureaucratic oligarchy. They don't carry the force of law. But by not questioning them, by not standing up against them, they become de facto laws that people say, well, they told us we had to go over the cliff, and you, like a lemming, go over the cliff. Not you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show because you should know better. Unless you're a new listener, then, of course, you're going to come on board and see that the water of ODD, oppositional defiance disorder, is very warm and inviting.
Well, actually, very often speeding laws, well, first of all, they're not laws. And they know they're not because they tell you it's the law, but they've created a whole separate system called infraction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even a law, even though they tell you that it is, and they know it because they've created a whole new category. You know, I can give you an example of government speak. There's an intersection in my area where they were having people run a stop sign across a highway and getting hit. So I went and talked to the sheriff about, why don't you put patrol cars there to periodically. They said, we don't have the manpower. So what was the government solution? They lowered the speed limit on the highway to reduce the likelihood of a fatal accident, because the vehicles will now be moving slower rather than stopping people from running stop signs and taking their life into their hands.
Oh, incredible. You know, I think that I've come up with a new designated term for, as you said, infraction. And since we're going to talk about some cardiovascular issues, we'll talk about myocardial infractions. combined the concept of these regulations. Of course, heart attacks are myocardial infarctions for those of you in Washington, D.C., sucking down the fluoride and you don't know better. But here we have another issue, and this comes into the, how is it possible that the government can get away with this? Well, I think partly is because they're putting more and more people on, for instance, statin drugs that lower cholesterol, which do what, Chris?
Regulate brain activity. Your brain needs cholesterol to think, to be active, to be strong.
And I think that they're going to have to reduce the ages to four-year-old little girls to stop them from gardening, because we just can't have that level of disobedience.
Yeah, we can't have that level of intelligence and activity. So slow down the hormones to make them more inactive. Because
exactly.
That's all the statins do is they interfere with cholesterol metabolism. They don't do anything good. No one has ever needed a statin drug ever. Cholesterol issues, if there is an actual issue, are chromium deficiencies. You know, chromium manages cholesterol, and the absence of chromium, which is right from the food supply that the government allows to be done against its own regulations, more than 90% of chromium is removed from the foods most Americans most commonly consume. That's the reason there are cholesterol problems, is a lack of chromium, not a deficiency of statin drugs.
Exactly. And we're going to go more into that this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How can you get that chromium that has been wiped out of the soils and wiped out of the foods via processing and build it back in and restore integrity, not only of a vascular nature, but related to hypoglycemia, diabetes, and so much more, even cancer. We can talk about how it relates. Get on the phones if you've got a question or comment right now. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or you can go to robertscottbell.com and link out to all the things we're talking about, including Chris Barr. He's not a doc, he's better, and he's on with us this hour. So we'll be right back. Stick with us.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is where you join us 6 days of the week for health, freedom, and healing liberty like nowhere else in media. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on, and we're rocking on with Christopher Barr. Super Don is making it sound good along with Shane on the board. And you can call us. We're trying to work that out. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. A little cholesterol reduction to keep you stupid. That's what we see apparent with all of these efforts to dumb down the American population chemically. We talked about chemical warfare in Syria. Chris Barr mentioned that, hey, we've got a lot of chemical warfare here in the United States with pesticides, GMOs, vaccinations, drugs, all approved by government. And that is not taken into consideration. And yet, when Ben Affleck is offered the role for Batman versus Superman, people freak out, and that's all the rage. Who gives a flip? I mean, really? Yeah, exactly. Bring back Burt Ward. Was he Batman or Robin?
He was Robin.
Oh, that was right. Yeah, it was. Who was the guy that did the original Batman? You remember him?
Adam West.
Adam West. Adam Bring West. Back Adam West, right?
Yes.
Pow.
Yes.
Bath. Boom. And everybody wants to punch out Ben Affleck. Who gives a flip? Really?
This Ben Affleck thing. Listen, I have tried to ignore this for a while, and Everybody keeps bringing it up. And believe it or not, guess what? There are petitions going around on the internet to ban Ben Affleck from playing Batman.
God.
I mean, what in the world is going on here? Who did you see George Clooney as Batman?
Clooney?
Where were the petitions for that one?
Yeah, exactly.
Really, Ben Affleck? I like Ben Affleck. What's the big deal about Ben Affleck?
Well, I think the big deal is that people are making a big deal out of something so not important as that. That's, again, coming back to what Chris were talking about, dumbing down the people. You get them on cholesterol-lowering medications. You get them sucking down fluoride-infested water. You spray them from the skies. You basically reduce selenium levels in the body, mineral levels in the body, and functions are going to go bye-bye, and then you're going to go, oh, Ben Affleck, Batman, bad. We got a petition. And I'm sorry, I just don't have a lot of patience for that when we're talking about four-year-olds that are trying to garden for their family's sake, and you get USDA officials violating their own regulations to say you're not allowed to do it.
And the USDA, that's actually a long-held habit of theirs, not enforcing their own rules. We're talking off-air about chromium being removed, selenium being removed, silicon being removed from whole grains. Next month is Whole Grain Awareness Month, you know, we could wipe out, we could make more of an impact on health care and reduction of health costs by just enforcing the Pure Food and Drug Act. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1915 that bleached, refined flour is a violation of the Pure Food and Drug Act. That's a law on the books still,
yeah.
And yet the number one component of the average American diet, according to the U.S. government in 2010, is white, refined, bleached flour by way of cookies, cakes, you know, breads, whatever. Okay, well, that's against the law, and they're not enforcing it. So instead of launching raids on marijuana in Washington where the people have voted that they can have marijuana, how about they start raiding the bakers and the grocery stores and enforcing the 107-year-old on-the-books law, the Pure Food and Drug Act, and say, hey, no more white flour because you're destroying American with heart disease, diabetes, and cancer by inundating them with foods that have been raped of the most important nutrients that we need, that most people don't even know about those nutrients, let alone that they're removed from the foods in violation of the USDA and Congress own laws.
Oh, by the way, I just got word my wife's making us some organic whole spelt grain peanut butter cookies. Yeah, they're really good. I like, honey, you got to make some more. I'm not a cookie guy, but boy, oh boy, these are.
Where's
so
mine?
Good.
Where's yours? Wait a minute.
We should audit Super Don what you're eating.
The producer gets at least one cookie.
Of course he does. Cookies for you. Cookies for everybody. Come on down and see us. Listen.
Spelt is my favorite grain. There's nothing you can eat made from wheat that doesn't taste better with spelt, and is much more nutritious as well. And again, people don't know the laziness factor again enters in. You know, people think wheat is some ancient grain, which it is, but it wasn't popular. Wheat has only become the number one grain in the last, well, since the Industrial Revolution. Prior to that, you know what the oldest and number one grain in world history was? Spelt. You know why the change was made? Because wheat is easier to harvest than spelt is. So we ditched a better tasting, more nutritious grain at the time of the Industrial Revolution to have something not as tasty, not as nutritious, because it's a little easier to harvest.
Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Shane earned a cookie for some Batman music there. That was totally cool. Hey, you want to be part of the show? Give it a try. 866-939-BELL. We got more segments of healing like nowhere else in broadcast media. After the break, stick with the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bill.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bill Show.
Scott Bill Show.
All right, government proclamations. Cholesterol is bad for you. Four-year-old girl gardeners are dangerous. The founding fathers were extremists. Any other strange proclamations we need to know about, Christopher Barr?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're just talking about spelt, my favorite grain. The FDA has now made an official ruling. It is now the law of the land. Spelt is now wheat. All spelt products, and when I say all, I mean all products that contain only spelt, are required to put on their label, contains wheat. Not may contain wheat, but contains wheat, because the FDA has ruled that spelt is wheat for regulatory purposes.
What? Spelt is now wheat? Well, what purpose could this serve? I mean, really? I mean, are they trying to muddy the water so people won't have spelt? Or I mean, is
well,
it,
I think ostensibly that's the case, but it's being done under the auspices that spelt contains gluten, Although not very much, and some people that are have gluten issues can actually eat spelt. Some of them
right.
can't, but some of them can. The gluten is also in a different form in spelt, which is why some people that are, have gluten issues can eat spelt. So to clear up the confusion as to whether you can or you can't, all people with gluten issues know they can't eat wheat. So the FDA decided to clear it up by just declaring that spelt is wheat. So that way nobody with gluten issues will eat spelt, even though many of them could.
Incredible.
But we cleared that up by just declaring that it's now officially wheat.
Hmm. Well, what else did they declare? Again, we talked a little bit about the cholesterol issue in relation to cardiovascular events, which cholesterol doesn't cause heart attacks. It protects you from having them or dying 20, 30 years earlier. From an arterial breach due to inflammation caused by what? Toxins, heavy metals, all kinds of nasties in the diet that are impacting the vascular system.
And absence of goodies like chromium that feeds the heart, selenium that protects the heart, and silicon that maintains the integrity of the structure of the heart, both the strength and elasticity of the arterial system and the heart itself. Mm-hmm. Those three are more than 90% removed against the Fed's own regulations. That's what's causing heart problems, not cholesterol. And the absence of chromium causes the bad cholesterol to proliferate and diminishes the good cholesterol, the HDL. You know, Robert, you've got on your site listed, there's like an all-star mentioning of medical journals, Circulation from the American Heart Association, Annals of Internal Medicine, Journal of the American Medical Association, New England Journal of Medicine, all agreeing that if your HDL is high enough, it doesn't matter what LDL or what your total cholesterol is. Well, the only way to raise HDL is with chromium. Well, you can do it with large amounts of niacin, but that's a medical nutritional approach that causes a lot of irritation. The way it's supposed to be done is with chromium. When you have plenty of chromium, HDL levels go up always. I've never seen an exception. In more than 30 years, I've worked with people with chromium and HDL. When they start getting chromium regularly into their system, their HDL levels go up every time.
Chris, I've mentioned this many times. We've been on the air together talking about this, and the proof is in the so-called pudding, or the proof is in Mom, right? Mom has had a, you know, this is a couple of years back. She called me and said her doc was telling her that her cholesterol levels are too high. I said, Mom, that's nonsense. Are you taking your chromium every day? She says, man, you know, I have kind of fallen off that wagon. I said, Mom, you get back on it. You do 100 micrograms. Three times a day, when you go back, if you want, to the doc to get tested again, he'll see that your HDL has elevated to the point where he can't argue with you. And sure enough, it happened, I think, within a month of doing that. So, you know, seeing it in real-world scenarios, what you're saying, which is validated also in the scientific journals, is something that is so simple to do. All you got to do is call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, and say, Jonathan, I need some chromium. Send it out. And while you're at it, get some silicon, get some selenium, and cover all of the bases.
Yeah, well, you can get some folate, B6, B12, and some magnesium, which are other bases for the heart in a whole food form. They are lesser importance, but still very important. The big three are the most important: silicon, selenium, chromium for heart health.
Yeah, exactly. And now, you know, I mentioned the cookies that are being cooked, and they're wafting into my studio here, and I don't know if I'm going to make them. I'm going to salivate all over the microphone.
Yeah, you mean those spelt wheat cookies?
Well, yeah, the spelt wheat cookies that are not really wheat, but the government has declared them that.
Yeah.
Hey, the NSA has wiretapped the, what do they call that, the United Nations. I'm like, what do you want to listen to the United Nations? All you're going to hear about are international drug deals and money laundering. What's so interesting about that?
Yeah. Well, I guess they want to know everything.
Yeah, well, exactly. But, you know, this is also another aspect of the awakening. How much, you know, when you talk about boiling the frog slowly, that I've understood is also kind of a fantasy, because if you boil the frog slowly, the frog is even smart enough to jump out of the water when it gets too hot, although the humans in America, if they're humans anymore, not smart enough to stand up to the government when they've been violated repeatedly over generations at this point to say, no, enough is enough. Now the NSA thing with Edward Snowden, we had the Bradley Manning issue. We've got now in Syria, they're trying to drum up the drums of war on chemical munitions that have supposedly been released on the people there, ignoring the very same or even worse over the last 70 years at least of chemical warfare on the American people, courtesy of the government.
You know, more than 100 years, but, well, I guess taking away the nutrients is reverse chemical warfare. But,
right, right.
If your nutrients are strong enough, by the way, those attacks don't have the same effect on you also, something that most people don't know or understand, which is why they're doing a multifaceted approach. They don't just poison the people. They take the nutrients out. And, you know, there's an old expression my mother used to say, don't take any wooden nickels. You know, that's essentially what they've done with the food supply. They remove the actual nutrients and replace them with chemically synthesized fakes that don't act the same. You know, folic acid increases lung issues, whereas folate is healthy. You know, you can go on and on. Beta-carotene in food prevents lung cancer. Synthetic beta-carotene that they add to foods increases lung cancer. I mean, the list goes on and on. Whole food chromium is vitally important for kidney function, but chromium picolinate increases kidney issues, problems. You know, so it's the wrong form of a chemical makes all the difference in the world, even to the point of giving the opposite of what the nutrient is supposed to do.
Yeah, and I also want to bring up the toxicological assault in another way, because we talked about the dolphins having a measles-like virus, or so it was claimed. And I look at these things, we found some virus that looks similar to this, or maybe the skin condition looks similar, and so they're kind of lumping it all together. But in either or both cases, they never look at toxicological burdens on the body. Liver congestion, kidney congestion, lymph stasis, all of these issues that give rise to cellular dysfunction. And then suddenly you see genetic materials being spewed out of cells. They call those viruses that cause disease, but they may in fact be the result of the disease that has occurred because of a toxicological burden and a subsequent or correlating mineral deficiency, whether it's caused by it or exacerbated by it.
Yeah, absolutely. Viruses, if you really got down to the nitty-gritty, have zero effect on anybody when they are fully nourished, fully mineralized. You know, they only take advantage of those that are compromised. You know, I'd like to tell Michael Douglas, send Catherine Zeta-Jones to my house. We'll have lots of fun for years and years, and I won't have any issues with her HPV because I'm immune. So send her my way. We'll do a scientific experiment. I'll prove what I'm talking about.
I did not hear Chris Barr just say, bring on Catherine Zeta-Jones. I did not hear that.
Well, it's in the interest of science, Robert.
Of course. That's why we all want... yes, okay. That really almost got me speechless here, Chris. I'm going to have to play that back later. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, what we're saying here is so I guess you say revolutionary in a sense, even though it's been said by those that have preceded us, particularly one of our favorites from history, Antoine Béchamp, the concept of the law of the terrain. The fact is, when you're healthy, when you're vital, when you have all the nutrients flowing into your cells and they're functioning at a high metabolic level, and that the immune system is working because you haven't wiped out your gastrointestinal flora, now you have an ability to walk through walls like the proverbial Superman or Batman, not Ben Affleck's Batman, of course, but you know what I'm saying? The strength is from within, and you exude it, and therefore you have an immunity that precedes even the development of an antibody.
Well, I've had numerous women with genital viral issues that when I've told them, just use Sovereign Silver Healing Gel every time you're there, you go in the bathroom, whatever, just apply it. And their doctors are amazed in every case that I know of, because within days to weeks, and usually by weeks I mean less than two, their issue is gone, whether it's the genital warts, whatever the condition is. If it's viral, or bacterial for that matter, the silver's going to wipe it out. You know, we don't have to have laser surgery. We don't have to tell people you're stuck with that forever and going to pass it to everybody else you get with. No, we can eliminate it, and the knowledge is there. had a woman recently with bed sores. Then the husband asked about for his daughter. I told him Sovereign Silver Healing Gel. I saw him 3 days later. He said the nurses were amazed. After weeks of being unable to deal with these, that the odor had stopped in days and the sores were healing. And yet the nurses didn't know about Sovereign Silver Healing Gel, but they should.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, doctors can access the Argentin 23, which is 2.3 times more concentrated, not sold in health food stores. But you can give a call to Sovereign Silver. I believe they're at 888-328-8840. Yeah, 888-328-8840. If you're trying to get through on the phones and having a frustrating time of it, take some homeopathic Argentum Nitricum. We're working on some things on there, but eventually it'll be good. I don't want to be the boy who cried, call me, and you can't do it. You can eventually, so bear with me. But we got five additional days of the week through GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. If you're not getting your news through Natural News, you're missing out on the news. And, of course, Chris Barr is here, Super Don, and more to wrap up the show. After this break, go to robertscottbell.com, and we shall do this together.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Party time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are joined not only by Christopher Barr, which we've had a great time with you, Chris. It's always good to have you on board. Super Don, Shane on the boards. We're also going to be joined by Liam Sheff momentarily. He's got a show called The Energy Show, and he's going to be cranking it up when we go off the air later tonight. And we'll get a sneak preview of what's going on there. Liam, are you with us?
I might be.
You might be. Well, after Catherine Zeta-Jones thing, I think you guys are going to do some battle, you and Chris, but you're friends. You don't want to fight about
it. Mortal battle. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Liam Sheff at an undisclosed location.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is my imaginary girlfriend, not yours.
Well, what's going
to
go on in the end?
I want to get into a can we get HBB relay race with Chris. We need multiple Catherines.
All right, the Catherine Zeta-Jones clone wars have begun. So,
what is going on
the energy show today?
I don't believe in cloning, but let's clone Catherine Zeta-Jones. Just minus the personality defects. The energy show tonight is on Unbound Radio. No offense, GCN, you can pick it up if you want to. Unbound Radio, which is unboundradio.com, and we're doing the Fukushima headlines. Don't kid yourselves. Even the New York Times is finally bending over to tie its shoelace to see what's happening in the rearview mirror. And Fukushima is very, very, very bad. We're going to talk a little bit about the radioactive byproducts that come out of fission. Maybe a little bit of stuff you can do. Hopefully, maybe, hopefully, including praying.
yeah, absolutely. Don't discount the power of prayer. Also, the power of selenium, of iodine, of the EMF detox, everything we can do to strategize to stay well despite all these things that are, what did you call it? We're racing to our demise. I mean, the Earth will be here, but the people on it be a lot fewer.
Yeah, we're in a relay race to the starter gun to the end. The Congo looks to be an area that the white man will have to go visit and make many apologies. It's sort of further away. Furthest away in the jet stream. Hey, I understand the Bush family is buying property in the Congo. Why?
Very interesting. And by the way, Obama is evidently making sure that they can't be held, responsible for any of these international war violations. I guess this goes back to whether it be Helsinki Accords. I don't know which ones they're relying on now. But if you thought Obama was going to be different than Bush, you are on a lot of fluoride and taking a lot of statin drugs at this point, and you're not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, so you're probably not offended by what I just said.
Yeah, well, those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, Catherine Zeta-Jones is right in front of you, and she's urging us all on. She's urging us all on. Listen, this is, you better live the life that you want to live now. Mm-hmm. You better be good to people. You better tell the people that you love them, and I like you guys. That's what I'm going to say. I like you guys. All right. I love you guys. You got to tell the people that you like, that you love them, that you love, that you like them. And and do good things for people and plant gardens and just get ready because it's ugly out there. It's ugly out there.
We got to be excellent to each other. And, Chris, are you seeing awareness in the Midwest area that they still call it out there where you are?
Well, there's such tiny growing awareness, not nearly enough for as fast as it's coming at us.
Hmm. Yeah, well, and that's why we're broadcasting 6 days a week now through GCN as well as naturalnewsradio.com. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. Of course, Liam doing his energy show through Unbound Radio Sunday evenings, and you can check it out. He's at liamchef.com. Chris can be found, all of his articles and works, at notadoc.org. Also, through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, you can get his two books on selenium and chromium and more. And, of course, a lot of the whole food nutritional supplements that we use, we get from there, as well as the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And in order for this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty to continue, all I ask of you is to say thanks to those sponsors that make this message possible to go out all across the world in this way. So click the links. You'll see the banners at robertscottbell.com. And, guys, good Lord, I appreciate you so much. And I like that I love you. I love that I like you. I love that, the way you said that.
And Official Stories is for sale at Amazon.com, and the poster book is going to be on sale this week, which is a great way to, you know, in the post-Holocaust society, we're going to have to learn about the past. I recommend my book.
Yeah, absolutely.
I recommend it, too.
Yes, we all do. And also, next week, rumor has it, I'll be on with Joe Mercola. Dr. Mercola will be on the Robert Scott Bell Show a couple hours together in studio. So very exciting stuff happening. This week, of course, we got through National News Radio as well, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bittar, Outside the Box Wednesdays with Ty Bollinger, Healing Revolution Fridays with Dr. Frank King. Thank you to Christopher Barr today. Thank you to Liam Sheff for dropping in real quick. Thank you as well for Shane on the board and Super Don making us all sound so good. And, of course, if you'd like to be a part of the show, we'll be back in less than 24 hours, or maybe about 24 hours. Yeah, that's right. Why? Why would we be back? Because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.